Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hey, Mr. Clavin's back.
Hey, Woody.
How was your trip to Expo?
Oh, once in a lifetime experience, I tell you. You know, no ears have heard, no eyes have seen the wonders I've experienced these past 2 weeks in Canada. If I died right now, I'd be a happy person.
You wouldn't be the only one.
Hey, Nami. Now, you should have seen this 3D movie they had about life in Vancouver. You know, with those glasses on, you felt like you were really there.
You were there, Cliff.
I've been reading up on Expo. Did you catch that bullet train they got there?
No, I guess I missed that one.
Did you see the Great Hall of Ramses?
No, I guess it slid right by me. Yeah.
How about the U.S. space exhibit?
No.
Chinese acrobats?
Uh-uh.
Hey, Cliff, how was Expo?
Major disappointment, Sam.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
I need a Joris Rocks and a Grand Marnier.
Come on.
Do you have a chance to look at the catalog I left for you?
What catalog?
This catalog with the silverware patterns. To go with our china and fine crystal. Sam, we have to make a decision if we're going to be registered. Some people in the bar are starting to ask about gifts.
Who? What people? Where? Oh, Norm.
All right, I just asked if you had to give one, all right?
Anyway, Sam, should we have a big wedding?
No, I think we should have a military one. All 21 guns aimed at the bride.
Hey, Fitz.
Still Irish?
As Patty's Pete. Make it the usual, Sam.
Okay, drinks for everybody.
So, who's the geezer?
That's Mr. Fitzgerald. He's come in every day for the past 2 weeks and bought drinks for everybody. Gee, he's a heck of a guy.
You know, I think in many ways, Mr. Fitzgerald and I are alike. We both come here seeking warmth and camaraderie, safe haven from the outside world, you know, a place where you can always feel welcome.
Excuse me, pal, you're on my stool.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize.
Hey, look at him, huh? Mr. Big Shot over there. What does he think he is, a bombie bowling or something?
He's about the richest guy you'll ever meet, Clay.
Why don't we join him?
Hey, Fitzy, thanks for that $20 tip last night, but I don't want you getting the wrong idea about me.
Carla, I know that your favors are not for sale.
See, that's what I mean about the wrong idea.
Howdy. Cliff Clavin.
Duncan Fitzgerald, nice to meet you.
Yeah, so you live in the neighborhood?
Well, I just moved here. I was originally from Michigan.
The Wolverine State, eh? Interesting. So, I hear you're stinking rich.
Real smooth, Cliff, very smooth. Fitz is actually kind of a minor celebrity, I guess. He invented a little something we call the refill, right? Is that right? No. Wasn't the refill, it was
the metal vapor input valve. It's used on most commercial and military jet engines.
Oh, yeah. I never step on a plane without looking right out in that wing then to see if there's one out there.
Actually, it's located in the tail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's because if you saw it on the wing, then you'd know you're in a lot of trouble, huh?
As long as we're talking business here, who does your books, sir?
Cannon Williams.
Cannon Williams. Mm. Can I talk to you about that over a game of darts?
Sure.
I think I could do better than those guys. What do you like best about them?
Well, I must say I like their aggressiveness.
Sir, I think I can be just as aggressive.
I doubt that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, it's too bad that we seem to be his only family.
No wife? A widower.
Boy, I'm telling you, with all the millions he's got, if I was an old bat, I'd snatch him up in a minute.
My.
What's that, Cliff?
Huh? Well, you know, my ma's been dying to come down here for years to meet all the guys at the bar. Hey, tonight's a good night as any, huh?
I wish I'd thought of that. I try to get my mother down here first, but it takes a forklift to get her off the couch.
Hey, Clavin, Fitz really wants to leave.
Yeah, hey, she's coming down. Just hang on a minute. Hold him there.
Hi there.
Ma, what took you so long to get down here?
Well, I wanted to look my best for your friends.
Oh, and this is 2 hours worth? Ma? This is cheese.
Yeah, this is the odor I'm always washing out of your shirt.
Well, come on in, Ma. I want to introduce you to the finest, greatest bunch of pals a guy could have anywhere on the earth. I'm telling you, everybody, this is Ma, this is everybody. Ma, you just stand right there for a few seconds. I'll be right back.
So I guess Mr. Clavin's told you a lot about us, huh?
No, actually, Clifford doesn't talk much around the house.
Is that Cliff?
That's right. Some days, not a peep. Of course, the same thing occurs in nature, too. It's a little-known fact that Arctic wolves that remained in the den too long exhibited a tendency to be reticent in their howling. Now, when I read that...
Hey, Ma, come on, you're boring the pants off these people here. Well, look who's here, Ma. I'd like you to meet a dear, dear old, very close friend of mine. Mr. Fitzgerald, this is my Ma, Esther Clavin.
Nice to meet you.
Duncan here is originally from Michigan, Ma.
Oh.
Hey, have a seat. My Ma's been to your home state.
Oh, really?
No, I've been to Maine and Montana, but not Michigan.
Isn't that fascinating, huh?
Perhaps, if you live in a cave.
Isn't she a firecracker?
Say, Mrs. Clavin, did you know that Fitz over there invented a technical gizmo on jet airplanes?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, what a coincidence, huh, Ma? You've ridden in jet planes before, haven't you?
No, I walked to Montana.
Normie, I'm sinking fast. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you two share a war together? Yeah. It's right. Ma, where were you during the big one?
Clifford, you know I was in New York. I worked at the USO on 42nd Street. I was in charge of table games.
Universal Checker Championships. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies red, gentlemen black.
All right.
Your host, Bobby Holloway.
That's right. Bobby Holloway.
Isn't this beautiful, huh? Why don't you two finish up your reminiscing over some nice baked sea bass, huh? It's a special up there at Melville's.
Well, I could use a bite.
Well, I guess I'm feeling kind of peckish, too.
Great. Hey, great. And it's my treat. And I absolutely, positively insist. Dinner is on me.
Oh, I can take care of a Cliff.
You got it.
Oh, what lovely buttons. Did you know that buttons on a man's jacket sleeve have absolutely no purpose? They originated on the uniforms of Napoleon's army when he discovered that his soldiers were using their sleeves to wipe their noses.
Oh, she's going to flap her gums all the way to the poorhouse.
Hey,
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Sammy. Have you heard the latest in the Ma Fitz romance?
No, no. What's going on?
Well, they're celebrating the first week together with a picnic on the Charles.
Whoa! Charles, boy, you know, that's the make-out capital of the world. I mean, if he does as well as I do, there's going to be a lot of panning and rolling around and shopping. There's a mall right next to the Charles. Speaking of that mall.
Oh, hey, Ma, Fitz, I thought you two were on the way to the Charles.
Well, we are. Are you busy?
What's up, Ma?
Sit down, son. Clifford, now I know how much your father meant to you, and I know it's going to take a while for you to adjust to this, to having a new father.
Now, Daddy!
My God! Clifford, I haven't even kissed him on the lips.
Hey, everybody! Wedding bells at the Clavin compound!
When's a happy day, folks?
Tomorrow.
Sammy, champagne. Duncan, I'm going to throw you the biggest bachelor bash bean town's ever seen. Navi, call all my friends.
I think he moved.
Well, then call all yours. Woody, I'm going to make you entertainment chairman, eh? Get on the horn there, call the Parker House, and order me up the fanciest room.
You got it.
Well, my first bachelor party.
No dates, right?
Congratulations there, Fitzy.
Thank you.
Listen, if things don't work out with Esther, here is my mother's number, okay? Just let it ring 10 or 15 minutes. She'll get there.
Oh, you two. I'm so happy for you.
You know, Cliff, your mother is the first person who's ever really loved me for me instead of my checkbook.
Oh, my.
That's why I'm donating the bulk of my fortune to charity.
Giving money away.
Actually, it was your mother's idea.
Mars?
I didn't want Duncan to have any doubts about my feelings.
How are you two gonna live?
Well, I'm not gonna give it all away. I'll keep enough for the two of us to be comfortable. We're simple people. We don't need much to live.
And you're self-sufficient, not to mention that postal pension you're always bragging about.
Mr. Clavin, it's the Parker House. They want to know if you want the Embassy Court or the Grand Ballrooms.
Give me that. Give me that.
Fraternity prank. What are you, nuts, Woody? I can't afford a party. Parties are for rich people. I'm poor. I've always been poor. I'll always be poor. I'm gonna die poor.
I'd like to resign as entertainment chairman.
Because I don't know how to say this to you without offending you, but you're behaving like a Class A jerk.
Oh, am I? Well, what have I got to celebrate?
Well, for one thing, your mother's met a very nice man who's making her very happy.
And?
Cliff.
All right. Of course you're right. I guess I just forgot how much Mom means to me. Yeah, I'll have the party for her sake. Just have to be the economy version, you know, no frills.
Well, if it'll help out, we'll close the bar early and you can have it here.
Well, hey, thank you, Samuel. It's very nice of you. Hey, wait a second, who knows? When Fitz sees what a nice guy I am, maybe he'll remember me in his will.
Yeah, to the idiot son of my new wife, I leave squat.
Mr. Clavin, some of your guests have been asking if they could take the plastic wrap off the food.
Don't they understand when food is exposed to air, just about anything can happen?
Yeah, people could eat it.
Very funny, wise guy.
Oink, oink, Mr. Peterson. Let's have a little restraint. This food's got to last us the rest of the night.
Oh, the girls are here.
Oh, Sammy, I thought this was going to be a low-budget affair.
My treat.
Oh, hey, well, in that case, ladies, welcome. Shake it, bake it. Let's see if we can take it. Oh, come on in here. Hey, let me introduce you to the guest of honor tonight. There he is. Sigma.
Hey,
Yeah, so Fitz, how are you enjoying your bachelor party so far?
I haven't been this excited since I first trapped vapor in my input valve.
No man forgets his first time, huh? Oh, my.
Hey, don't worry, Fitz. They're not going to bite.
He's right. That costs extra.
Hey,
girls, what are you doing back here? I thought you had a bachelorette party going.
Yeah, but I have to borrow some money against next week's loan. Can you give me $50?
All right. What do you need it for?
We're going to a dance recital.
You need $50 for a dance recital?
We have to have something to stick in the guy's underwear.
Esther here is okay. I mean, you can't blame her for one horrible crime against humanity.
Where's Diane?
We ditched her. There you are!
How on earth did we get separated?
I have no idea. I thought we all got in the taxi, but when it pulled away from the curb, I was the only one inside.
This is fun, but your girl's gonna have to leave. This is men only.
Okay. You know, instead of going to that club you suggested, we could try Café Olé. They have a wonderful new harpist, I hear.
Oh, great.
No, that sounds like fun. I'll hail a cab.
Let's go!
Hey, Harry, things are going very smoothly, yeah. Yeah, I think Fitz might donate some money to my favorite charity.
Yeah, what's that?
Save the Cleveland Foundation.
I am having the time of my life.
Oh, I knew you would, Fitz.
You know, I didn't warm up to you at first, but I'm beginning to think you're not so bad after all.
When did you come to that conclusion?
Figure it out for yourself.
And she says to her girlfriend, "Maybe so, but this one's eating my popcorn."
Okay. I guess it's time for me to take off the psychiatrist's cap and tell one of my
own. All right.
Well, it seems there's these two men stranded on a deserted island. Doug and Dave. Oh, wait. This is better with dialects. Okay, so, an Irishman and a Dane are stranded on a... No, wait a second. I don't do Danish. Okay. An Irishman and a Swede.
All right.
That's it. Patrick and Lars. So Lars turns to Patrick one day and he goes, "How much water have you left?"
Oh, no, gee, wait a second. I think one of them's supposed to be a rabbi.
Oh! It's King of the Kong, huh?
Hey, Cliffy, how am I doing?
You're a vision, Fitz, a vision!
Woody, I don't think I've done that since my wedding.
You can't get at your wedding?
No, I sweat it. Okay, now I want to get the punchline just right because otherwise I'll ruin the whole joke. You know, it's awfully noisy out here. Would you mind? It's kind of distracting. I'll be back in a second.
Kick up your heels, Fitz. It's too fast there.
Hey, Fitz. Hey, maybe I ought to sim one out. You've been going pretty hard there.
Yeah, no, Sammy. It's his last night to howl. Let him live it up, eh?
Hey, listen. Thank you, Cliffy. You've given me one of the very great nights of my life. And I want to promise you I'm going to take very good care of you.
Sammy. Is there a tear in my eye?
No.
Oh. Are there dollar signs in my eye?
Yeah, I think there are, Cliffy.
Hey, Jerry. Did you hear that? I'm going to be rolling in it.
Yeah, you've been rolling in it for years, Cliffy.
Come quick. This is terrible. Fitz is really sick.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I've got it. Glory be... Nobody knows the rubble I've seen.
No, that wasn't it. All right, before we go home, one more time. Fitz.
All right.
Hell of a guy.
Fitz.
It was a lovely service. And Diane, your choice of poem was wonderful.
Thank you. I just wish I hadn't been cut off right in the middle.
We had to. The eternal flame was starting to go out.
Good night, Sammy.
Yeah.
Good night, all.
You know, funerals are a lot different here than they are back home.
Yeah, how's that, Woody?
Well, where I come from, when somebody dies, people come from miles around. Bake lots of pies, bring all kinds of food, make speeches, ride the roller coaster. Oh, wait, that might be the state fair.
Ma, you okay?
I'm fine. I just was gonna straighten up here a little.
You don't have to do that, Ma.
No, I want to. Oh, will you look at the rings on this table? Don't people use coasters anymore?
Ma, whenever you're trying to hide something inside, you always pick up some household chore to do. Now, I don't know if you realize it, but since Fitz passed away, you haven't cried, you haven't got upset, you haven't shown any kind of emotion.
Well, what's there to be upset about? I barely knew the man. We just have some good times together, that's all.
Ma, stop wiping. That's it, Ma. You just let it all out now. Good, good. Now, don't you feel better? Yeah, that should just about do it, huh? Good. One last little spit. Well, you know, there's a fine line between expressing your feelings and blubbering.
I'm sorry. I guess you're right.
I'll get you a glass of water, Ma.
Oh, well. Life goes on. I guess I have to accept the fact that I'm not the type that good things happen to.
Well, I don't know, Ma. I mean, there was one good thing that happened to you about 37 years ago.
There certainly was. Not many women get to shake hands with Bing Crosby.
Well, there you are, huh?
Oh, Cliff, you know I mean you. You're my pride and joy. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Gee, think of that.